Welcome to Manifestation Mindset and More Woo with Shia Samantha. I'm Samantha, your host and Manifestation Spiritual Life Coach. Ever wanted to experience a life with more ease and flow, to experience synchronicities and effortless abundance whilst taking inspired action towards your goals? Well, here we merge the strategy with the energetics to help nourish your mindset, unleash your inner potential, and support you to consciously co-create your life. We talk all things manifestation, universal principles, and spirituality, alongside the relevant tools, strategy, mindset shifts, and more, all to help you embody that dream version of you. If this sounds like your kind of thing, then you are in the right place. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's dive in. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited about sharing this episode with you today because you're going to be hearing some real behind the scenes, which I haven't shared anywhere else. And I'm really, really super excited to share this story with you and to just laugh along together because I think it's so ridiculous that's why I want to share it. The reason why I wanted to share this story is because I really wanted to talk about thinking about looking at things through the lens of allowing the process. We talk a lot about trusting the process in the spiritual world, and I hear people talking about that a lot where they say, trust the process, trust what you're going through. But what I don't hear as much of is people actually sharing this idea of allowing the process, allowing yourself to go through what you're going through. Because trusting the process to me sounds like, you know, trust what you're going through, trust what's going to happen, trust what's going to come out of it. But actually, sometimes it's not about trust. Sometimes it's about getting out of your own way and actually allowing things to unfold, allowing the journey to be exactly as it is, and giving yourself permission to be exactly where you are. I've actually got this on a post-it note at the moment, like by my desk, which just says allow the process, which I feel like I'm leaning into so much and I'm just loving at the moment because it's so much more effective and represents exactly what we need to do as co-creators to be able to actually accept where we are on our journey, allow that so that we can then actually move on. So the story I'm telling is going to be through that lens and understanding how we do that. Okay, so let's just dive straight in. So there's this idea that, you know, you want to get to your next level. You want to be able to grow in your own spiritually, mentally, well-being way, but also maybe you're like in business, you want to grow in your business. We have an idea of what our next level is. Like we have that kind of picture in our mind, but sometimes we often forget that we also have to accept that. We have to accept where we are and accept where we want to go. And so often we don't. So often we're actually getting in our own way and we misconstrue the journey as different things. So for example, like if things haven't gone your way and you finding yourself being greeted with failure after failure and you're struggling to work out what's going on, sometimes you might blame yourself and you might think, well, clearly there's something wrong with my energy or there's something wrong with what I'm doing, there's something wrong with my strategy, etc., etc. But often we completely miss the fact that we're like, okay, well, what if actually what you're going through is what you're supposed to be going through? So can you allow it? Can you allow and just accept it for what it is so that then you might be able to take some learning from it? Can you just be really, really present with it? Even if it's, you know, lasting days, weeks, months, can you just be a part of that process and allow it? And I think I've realized that a lot in my journey over the last year is that when things do go wrong or things haven't come, haven't manifested things, I am so hard on myself and I blame myself. And I think, well, obviously there was something wrong with me. There was something wrong with my energy. And actually what I'm really realizing in the hard way is that we are often being tested. We're often being tested not to see if, you know, we want it enough or to see if we're worthy enough, to see if we've, you know, passed the test and then we get to have whatever it is we want that's at that next level. But actually, we're often being tested to see whether we're willing to allow and accept and understand on a deeper level ourselves and where we are on our journeys and understand at a deeper level some sort of lesson or something that is going to support us on our journey, support us to getting to our next level. And a major part of that, of course, is our energy and being in alignment, but also being ready for it and being at a place in our journey, in our lives, in our own expansion, where we can actually have that thing that we want. And, you know, I've talked about it in the past, like quantum leaping, and I see it a lot in other places around social media and in these different spaces about people being like, you know, you can have what you want. You just have to, shift your beliefs and feel ready for it. But actually, sometimes you can't shortcut that. Sometimes you have to go through a part of a journey and experience something so that that actually makes you ready for it. So what does this like look like? Let's think of an example. Like if you want to attract more money in your life and you suddenly feel yourself getting tested, you're getting bills out of the blue, you're attracting all of these really, really difficult things, perhaps it's not so much about then thinking about your energy and thinking, oh my gosh, why have I attracted all of this? There's obviously something wrong with me and there's something wrong with my energy and I'm not doing it right. I haven't attracted the money, I've actually attracted all these bills. And actually, what if that very experience of attracting the bills was an opportunity for you to practice what you preach and actually shift your energy around the bills and shift your energy from seeing it as something really, really negative to seeing it as something that you can embrace on your journey. And actually that key difference there is a part of you, your preparation for your next level. So it's the same, like if you're trying to attract a new partner in your life and then suddenly someone comes into your life and they're just not what you seemed. And again, you think, oh my gosh, what was wrong with my energy? Why have I attracted someone that's not giving me 100% and is not completely invested in me? And what have I done? Oh, I'm going to give up on like manifestation. I'm going to give up on like, I'm trying to attract anything. But again, what if you were supposed to attract that partner so you could learn something along the way about something that you needed clarification on? Perhaps it was that you're thinking, I wanted a partner that was like this and like that and had these interests. And actually, when you come to it and you had that person in your life, it's actually not what you need. So the universe was like, okay, you really need this experience so that you are prepared for that next level that you actually want. And none of us really want that, not consciously. Like we all want to just fast track to where we want to be. And we don't want to have to deal with the lessons. We don't want to have to deal with everything in between. But you literally can't avoid it. You have to be able to tap into your own experiences and think, okay, how can I allow? How can I let go of this? How can I let go of trying to control things, controlling the outcomes, and loosen your grip a little? So it's realizing that obstacles along your way aren't always about you and your energy. And I think that I've done this so many times. So that's why I'm talking about it now, because I want it to be a bit of a reminder of like, take the pressure off yourself, like take the pressure off this idea that, you know, everything that you're attracting is all your fault and all your energy, and actually loosen your grip to be like, okay, this experience is here. So obviously I needed it, or obviously it's showing me something. How can I just embrace it? How can I allow this part of the journey? How can I accept this for what it is? And see these like mini challenges of, okay, I think that I'm this version of me, and then I've just been hit with this challenge. Can I still show up as that version of me? Can I still show up as that version rather than falling backwards and thinking, or going backwards and thinking, oh, okay, it's all my fault, or it's my energy, or it's my beliefs, blah, 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 blah. Actually showing up and saying, yep, okay, I'm cool with this challenge. I'm cool with this obstacle. And that is going to make you so much more resilient, because anything that then comes your way, you are just completely releasing that need to control it. You're releasing all that need to kind of worry about what's coming up in your path and just embracing the path, just embracing what is coming at you and allowing it in. How many times can I say allowing in a podcast? Sometimes, though, of course, they are clues. They're clues to some resistance that we have or something that we need to work through. But also it's important to realize that they're not always. Sometimes it's a clarifying experience. It's like, actually, you need to have this experience just so you can have some clarity. Not that, you know, you're rubbish, you have to work through this thing. Actually, maybe you just need some clarity. And this experience is exactly what you need, not what you want necessarily. So an example I want to share with you is in my own life, which I just find it hilarious that this actually is true. And everything I am sharing with you genuinely happened. And the reason I want to share it is because I feel like it literally sums up trying to allow the own process in my own life, like how this has looked in my own life in the last few months and what I learned from it and what I took from it. And maybe to relate to some of you who are listening, to be like, actually, you know, it's really, really normal not to have it all together, and it's normal to attract obstacles, and it's normal to attract different experiences, even if they're not what you asked for, and just really embracing that part of the journey for what it is. So I'm not sure when this podcast is going to be released, and that's why I'm hesitating a little bit of how I'm going to talk to you guys about this, because this might come out before or it might come out after something that is coming up. So what I'm just going to say is that this story relates to something that's happening in the background, and it's something I've been talking about very, very loosely in the last couple of episodes. You know, you guys are hearing this like subtle undertone that things are shifting, there's some change happening, and there is some new ideas that are being birthed behind the scenes. So that's what I will say, because like I said, I'm not sure when I'm going to release this podcast. I'm recording it because I felt inspired to record this now, but I'm not sure if it's going to be coming before or after, so I'm going to keep it still a little bit loose. But what I want to say is that this story is centered around doing a photo shoot. So if you know me, which many of you might, many of you from the podcast, many of you maybe in person in real life or through any programs or anything that I've done, then you'll know that I love to be a bit creative, and I like to get creative like how I do things. So when it came to a photo shoot, I was like, how can I do this in the way that I want to do it, but in a way that's actually going to work? So of course, having a photo shoot, I was thinking, right, well, I really want to rent a studio, but that also didn't really feel as aligned right now, because there was also certain props and things that I wanted to have that were in my like home space. And I was thinking, do I really want to rent a car? Do I want to pack the car with all of these like things that I want to take? Do I really want to drive across London to this shoot with all these really big bulky items? So I had to really sit with myself and think, what do I want here? What is this? What is the outcome that I want to achieve? And how can I achieve that outcome in a way that feels most aligned? So the way that came up for me was, sod it, I'm going to do this at home. I'm going to do this in my home environment, and then I get to have all the props, I get to have everything I want. You know, we might even be able to have a cheeky one of Kiara in the shot. If you guys are new here, Kiara is my beautiful, beautiful cat. So yeah, I was like, you know what, okay, this feels aligned, this feels good. So I got a white backdrop, as you do, and a stand, and I cleared out my entire kitchen, completely got rid of my table, everything. Well, I say got rid, I just moved outside. I moved everything outside, I cleared the space, and I made a little photo studio, and it was so much fun. Like, I was so, so excited and so nervous as well, because I knew I had a really strong vision in my head of what I wanted these pictures to come out like and what I wanted them to represent, and the part of me that I wanted them to capture, which I feel like was the most authentic part of me. So I had a little bit of pressure I was putting on myself to make sure that this came out in the way that I really, really wanted to. But yeah, I was feeling this little bit of anxiety brewing. Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary, but enough to make me think like, ooh, there's something here. I'm feeling a bit, is this nervous? Is this actually more anxiety? Is this actually a bit of like stronger kind of emotions around this? Is this a little bit deeper than just, you know, pre-show jitters? So I'm experiencing that, and I can feel that there's something there. And then I'm starting to wonder, I'm like, okay, I need to think about this a little bit. I was like, is this just to do with the shoe, or is this to do with this having maybe a bit of resistance to actually what this, the outcome of this would be? Is there like resistance to this new project, this new thing that I'm creating behind the scenes? I was thinking, oh, I'm not really sure. Like, I'm not really, I can't unpick it right now. I don't know. And I just noticed it and I acknowledged its presence. And I was just like, right, I let it go. I know, I feel you. I can see you there, but I'm not sure what your message is yet. So come back to me when you can tap in and tell me why you're here. And so after this is what the reason why it's poignant, because it's really great for us to talk about this afterwards and dissect it a little bit. But this is where things get a little bit crazy. So I am busy getting everything sorted. As I said, moving everything out, creating the space, like getting things ready. I'm like in my pajamas still. And I know that sounds like really, really silly, but I was like, I wanted to clean and do all of that and get all sweaty and then shower and get ready for the shoot. So I was running around in my pajamas, like cleaning the space, like wiping the floor, doing all these different things and getting the space ready. Anyway, so this is relevant. We have a bit of a temperamental toilet. That's all I'm going to say. And James is not in the house at the moment. James is my partner. He was out playing football and I was just focusing on getting this house organized and sorted and ready for the shoot. Anyway, on the morning of the shoot, I block my toilet. I know. I was like, oh, why today? Why today? So I blocked my toilet. I put in way too much toilet paper. I don't know what happened. The toilet couldn't handle it. And yeah, we'll leave it at that. Anyway, it's blocked. We have a very, very blocked toilet. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Like, James isn't here. I was like, right, okay. I've unblocked a toilet before. I don't mind getting in my hands dirty. Not literally, but like getting stuck in. So I pour some bleach down the toilet and left it. And then I go downstairs. I'm like, right, that will just seep down and that will help clear things up a bit. So I go downstairs and then I'm working on the kitchen, making sure that it's really nice, really clean, like the floor's spotless, the surfaces are spotless, because obviously there's gonna be lots of props and things in there. I was like, the space needs to be not only tidy, but really clean. So I'm cleaning the kitchen and I'm mopping the floor, ready for the shoot. And about 15 minutes maybe or so goes by. And I'm just there mopping and I just start hearing this drip. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, where is that coming from? And I look up and I kid you not, there's water starting to come out the ceiling. And I was like, oh my God. I like ran up the stairs so fast. I mean, I've never run so fast in my entire life. And what had happened is where the toilet had blocked, the like cistern at the back was like refilling, but at a really slow rate. It just hadn't quite like gone off the flush. So it was refilling into the back of the toilet and then out, then overspilling onto the floor. And obviously it's on the floor and it had dripped down, must have gone down a part of the toilet to come out of the ceiling. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it's like, it's on the floor. I'm like grabbing towels. I'm like grabbing a saucepan. I'm like trying to ferociously like get this saucepan in the toilet. And I'm like emptying it into the bath. Oh my gosh, I was so hot. I'm like dripping with sweat. And I was just like, what on earth is going on here? Like, what on earth? Is this a sign? Is this a sign? Is this someone trying to say to me, you know what? That's it, love. Give up. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, why have I attracted this? Like, what is going on? Why today? And I just had that moment where I just like had to stop and almost like laugh. I was like, of course it had to happen today. Like, of course, nothing we experience is just a coincidence. Like, I attracted this in for whatever reason. In that moment, I didn't have the clarity, but I was like, this has come into my life for a reason. So yeah, I deal with it. I sort it all out. And luckily it actually ended up quite minor. Like, it was like just a little bit through the ceiling. So it's all good. Everything was fine. And off we go. Carrying on after that debacle. Like, that probably took up like 15 minutes, I would say. But I was like, right, okay, that is done. Center myself again. I'm going to go have a shower. I'm actually going to get myself cleaned up and get out of my PJs and get back onto it. Now, I wish that's where the story ends. But of course, we weren't done. The universe was not done with me yet. So, okay, the next part of the journey. I have a shower. I'm ready. I'm getting, not ready. I haven't done my makeup yet, but I'm getting myself together and getting myself sorted. And again, in my like mad clearing up that I was doing, I had the washing machine on. So I threw like loads of stuff in the washing machine just to get it off like the kitchen floor. I'm terrible. Like if I have a dirty tea towel, I like throw it to the washing machine, like ready to go in the next wash, which I think is probably gross. But then I put it on a hot wash. But yeah, there was stuff like on the kitchen floor. So at this point I was like, right, let's get it all in and just get that washing machine on as well. So then that's off by the time we start our shoot. Anyway, at this point I'm upstairs. I'm not sure what I was doing actually at this point. I don't know if I'm like laying out my outfits and getting things together. I've no idea. But I'm upstairs and I hear the washing machine going and it's like really freaking loud. Like it's going like crazy, this sound. And I was like, that washing machine sounds like it's absolutely going to like take off. Like I have no idea what is going on, but that washing machine sounds ridiculous. Anyway, I suddenly hear the loudest smash and my heart just like absolutely sinks. And I'm like, oh my God, like the biggest like smash of almost like glass, something shattered. So I was like, oh no, like thinking the worst, like is this washing machine, like just the door just like blown off? Like what has happened? Anyway, I run down and the vibration of the washing machine had been so strong that it had caused a glass from like the side where I'd done some washing up again in my mad cleaning, done the washing up and it shattered across the entire floor. Absolutely everywhere. And obviously this floor is completely clear at this point. It's completely clear and this glass just goes everywhere. I just, oh my God, I can't even tell you. I've never seen something smash into so many pieces in my entire life. I was like, oh man, like what is this? Like what is going on? And yeah, actually what I discovered, I thought it was a glass. It was actually a goo pot. So you know, like the puddings, the desserts, goo. It was one of those like little glass pots that they come in. It was one of those and it smashed everywhere. And I keep these sometimes because I like to put little snacks in, like little nuts and stuff or blueberries. I don't know if anyone else does that. Well, now I'm one less goo pot because of that. And it just smashed everywhere, like into tiny pieces. I can't even tell you how small these pieces were. Like it just shattered into like a million pieces. So I was like, okay, cool, right, let's again center myself, let's not get too stressed. And I thought, right, let's get all the big bits up and then I'm gonna have to go across the floor like with a dustpan and brush or something and just try and get all of these bits up. And of course I cut my finger. I mean, we could all see that one coming, right? But it was like a minor cut. It was a minor cut. It wasn't like a big one. It was just like a little one. But obviously that was going to happen. I mean, we all saw that coming. And anyway, so I'm like on the floor and I'm trying to like sweep it all up. I'm trying to get it all together. And we've got like a tiled floor. So the floor is not like completely flat. Like it's not like a wooden floor or anything like that. It's like tiles. So I'm having to try and dip like the between bits of the tiles where like the grouting is. And it's a little bit of a dip in the floor. And I was, it was a nightmare. But I managed to get it all up and Hoover, sweeped up, everything like that. And I was like, cool. There we go. Incident number two dealt with. And I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, like if where this comes from, but the idea of this that's been put in my mind through generation after generation is everything happens in threes. Like, I don't know if this is a British thing. Is this an international? Like, please tell me if this is like a worldwide thing that everyone has this idea that once two's happened, everything happens in threes. So I was like, there's a third one. There's oh my goodness, there's going to be a third one. Something is going to happen. And the thought crossed my mind. I was like, oh, all the pictures are going to get deleted. And I was just like, oh, no way. I was like, nope, I'm not even allowing that into my mind. I'm not allowing you, ego, thoughts, trying to protect me, trying to make me prepare for that. No, that is not happening. Those pictures are not getting deleted. I don't give a damn. We're going ahead and those pictures are going to be great and everything's going to work out. So I've thought obviously of that outcome, and then I try and counteract it by having a couple more thoughts like of the opposite. It's a little trick I do, little takeaway if you want to use it yourself, guys. But when you have that kind of anxious thought, so helpful to balance it. So when I had that thought, then I balanced it with like a couple of alternatives. So I was thinking about the pictures coming out beautifully and the shoot going so well, and having all the pictures and looking at them on my laptop, and I had a few thoughts like that, and I was like, cool, right, now I'm just gonna let that go. And yeah, then I carry on getting ready for the shoot, and I'm just like, okay, we've had a few blips, we've had a few difficulties on the journey, but we're here. We're due to start at 2:00, and I think at this point it's maybe like 1:00. So I'm going to get ready and calm myself down. And actually as well, I think I had to delay it. I think we were supposed to start at 1:00, and then I had to push back our photographer, who's also actually a very good friend of ours. So luckily it was absolutely fine. But I was like, right, I'm going to have to push it back till 2:00. We've had an absolute mare here. I need to get myself centered. I need to stop sweating because I'm still sweating. It was like quite warm here. This was obviously in the summer. It was warm, it was hot, and I was like, right, I need to center myself and just calm down. I'm like, right, away we go, let's do this. So James is downstairs now putting the stand up for me. He's getting it ready, and he's back from football helping, which I was like, thank goodness, because I've had an absolute mare this morning. And I'm starting to get a bit more excited now. I'm starting to feel a bit calmer. I'm starting to visualize how good it's going to be and how great everything's going to turn out. And yeah, I'm starting to feel good. And yeah, fast forward however long, got myself ready, and I'm going to start the shoot. And I'm like, okay, we better get the backdrop out and get that ready to go. And our photographer friend has shown up at this point, and we get the backdrop out. And of course, I was like, oh, this crossed my mind like a few days before, and I just avoided the thought of it. And of course, it was blip creases. Like, it was folded so much that it had those, like, those crease folds throughout it. And I was like, oh, of course, of course. So we get it out, and I'm like, right, okay, need to iron this. Need to just get this flat on the floor and iron it. So I fold it in half, and I get it down onto the kitchen floor. And I'm like, right, perfect. The floor is completely clean. Everything's great. And I'm gonna start ironing it. I have it completely flat, and I'm getting to work. And also, can I say that I'm not an ironer. I don't know if an ironer is even a word, but I just don't iron. And this might be crazy to you, like, how? But so many of my clothes, once you just hang them out, hang them flat, straighten them out, so many of my things just turn out fine. Like, I don't need to iron them. Like, there's a couple of handful of items that I have that always come out creased, and I would iron those when I want to wear them. But I just don't like ironing. I just don't want to do it. And I think it probably stems back to like childhood, where like I had my grandmother used to pay me to iron as a kid. Like, she would pay me to do like their clothes and their shirts, and I used to do it, and I used to be quite good at it. But I don't know if that just then scarred me, where I was like, I don't want to touch an iron ever again. But now I'm just like, nope, I don't do it. Nope, not doing it. So yeah, it took me about 15 minutes, I kid you not, to just be brave enough to even like do like a tile shaped corner of this thing. Cause I was like, what if I burn it? How do I do this? Like, I was getting so nervous. I'm like testing it out in the corners to make sure it's not too hot. Putting like a tea towel on first and then doing it, all of those different things. And then I get into a rhythm, I got a good temperature, and away we go. I'm like, yes, okay, this is brilliant. Everything is fine. Yes, we're delayed a little bit more because of me trying to iron this, but it's okay. At least we thought it was. So I'll brownie points if anyone can guess what happens next. And it's related to the story. Like, if you get this, I'm clapping for you, because it's like, of course. Okay. So there was one tiny, tiny shard of glass, no bigger than a speck, I swear, on the floor, like between those tiles where I said, you know, the grouting dips. There was the shard. So when I'm ironing and those, I'm in those like natural grooves, I catch that groove by accident. I was trying to stay on the flat tiles, but I catch the groove and I drag the shard through the cloth and I rip it. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I actually, it makes me laugh. Like, it's so ridiculous. But there it's done. I ripped like a 2-inch rip through the white backdrop. And I wish I was joking. Like, I really wish I was joking, but this is genuinely like how ridiculous this day got. And I just sat back for a minute and I started laughing, which I feel so kind of, looking back now, I was like, I was coping with that so freaking well. But I just started laughing and I remember calling out to James, and of course he laughed as well because he was like, oh my goodness, of course you have. And then we both said, well, there's number three. There is number three. We can all relax. The day's going to go perfect after this. And yeah, I was just like, oh my goodness. Luckily, what was ironic is, as I told you, I folded it in half. So the rip was at the bottom and at the top as well, just to make it even more funny. But it was fine. Once I'd done the ironing, I got it up, we had it down, and away we go. And it was just hilarious. And can I say as well, the shoot did go well, and everything was absolutely fine after that. But I wanted to share this story with you just to really reiterate, like, life doesn't always go the way we think it should. We can interpret things in so many different ways. And I could have seen that day as a sign to quit and been like, no, this is clearly not working. Like, there's so many reasons why I should be quitting and I should be stopping right now. And I should just give up because this is ridiculous. Like, why are there so many things being thrown at me? But then there's also that opportunity for us to sit back and smile at what is getting thrown at us, even when it feels rubbish, even when it feels stressful, and just think, okay, all right, this is happening. How can I move through this? How can I get through this? And there's so many times in that day with that entire morning where I was trying to work out like what was going on. I was like, is this my energy? Is this something that I'm attracting? Is this something the universe is sending me? Is there a lesson I need to learn here? And of course, you know, the energy we're attracting, we are all connected to the universe. Like, there's, everything is a part of it. But when I really tapped in and I just tapped into my heart, I knew that this wasn't about me. I feel like it was, I don't know, maybe to share this story with you guys on here. And I think as well, like, when I, now going back to thinking earlier, when I had some of those nerves and I had that fear, can we say that I attracted it? Like, I don't know, maybe there was a little bit of that nervousness and fear that was bringing these obstacles to me. But maybe something else greater was happening. Maybe I was just having these situations being thrown at me to show myself that I was willing to allow what comes my way and laugh at it and embrace it and be resilient to it. And I couldn't have had the opportunity to show that to myself if I hadn't have attracted these experiences. So, it's however way you want to view it, isn't it, really? You can really spin it in so many different ways. But when I tapped into my heart that day, I just knew that my desire to create this thing, what this represented, and to do this shoot, that was so much more than my desire to quit and just be like, okay, no, I give up. And like I said, it would have been so much easier to just be like, no, okay, there's something going on here. There's obstacle after obstacle. I'm going to see this as a sign and I'm not going to do it today. And actually, instead, those setbacks became an opportunity to grow and to expand and to highlight my own resilience and how capable I was of bouncing back. And I surprised myself as well. And it's interesting because had I quit, had I said, you know what, no, like, I'm not doing it, like, I'd probably have spent my whole day wondering, like, what if? Why did I do that? Was that a soul-aligned choice? Was that an ego-aligned choice? Like, did I really want that? And I think that's the point. Like, deep down, we always really know. Like, we know what feels like us making the decision. We know when it feels like, actually, this is the call I need to make for me. And this isn't about fear, or this isn't about holding back or anything like that. Like, when we really tap in, we can actually hear what it is and why it is that this is happening. So yeah, we did the shoot. We pulled ourselves together. We started about 2.5 hours late. I mean, I didn't even say, like, by the time I actually got that shoot, the thing up, the backdrop up, I mean, we were talking at about 3:30, maybe even 4. And we were all so tired by the end of it, and absolutely starving as well, because we hadn't had lunch, because we were supposed to start so much earlier in the day. And we'd all missed lunch. But yeah, we did it. And there was such a huge sense of accomplishment afterwards. It just felt so good. Of course, we were exhausted and tired, but yeah, it was, the energy was so good. And thinking back now, you know, when I chose my photos, I've been so nervous about how they would come out. And of course they were great. Like, I was so worried about me and like how I would look and how I was being captured, based on more about how I was, how my face was and how, what I looked like, rather than how I was being captured. And I was just so grateful that my friend was able to catch them and do it. And I just thought it was amazing. It really, I feel like they caught my energy, and that's what I wanted. I wanted that to be what the outcome was, to have these pictures that represented that from it. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the story. It was quite a long one, but I just think it was such a fun day, but it was just so funny, and just something that I just really wanted to share with you guys, because I just think, since thinking about it and trying to tap into what it was teaching me, has been really, really great for me. But also, I think the biggest thing that has come through for me is that energy of allowing, is allowing yourself to be in that next level, and allowing the journey to be what it is, whether or not, you know, you attracted the obstacle or not. It's embracing it. Whether or not you think, oh, this clearly was my energy, then, you know, that's okay. But actually, to release that blaming culture that I kind of see a lot of in the spiritual world, and actually just going, you know what, this is here, so I'm here and I'm embracing it. I'm allowing it. I'm gonna allow the process exactly as it is, and let the journey unfold exactly as it is. And I think that gives us that freedom to just release our grip, and to just not hold on so tightly to outcomes and to controlling everything, and to this idea that things have to be how we want them to be and have to go a certain way. And, you know, if things don't go a certain way, somehow we're responsible. It's all about our mindset, it's about our energy. And actually realizing, no, it's not always the case. Actually, sometimes you just need an experience to happen a certain way. You need a clarifying experience. You need something to come in your life so that you can learn some sort of other lesson or other experience. And, you know, I'm sure there's so many out there being like, okay, well, what's the difference? Like, surely you've attracted it so you can learn a lesson. It's like, well, actually, no. Like, if we think that our way is always the way, and, you know, it's our energy that's putting things off, and it would be so easy to just be like, okay, well, remove your limiting beliefs and see what happens. And actually, sometimes it might be because we actually need that experience. We needed that for a reason. Like, going back to what I said earlier about you wanting your dream partner in your life, and then attracting some guy that you're, or girl, that you're like, oh, who's this? This isn't what I was expecting. But actually, it's what you needed. It was a part of the journey so that you could gain more clarity, so that you could get to X in yourself, in your own journey, so that you could meet blah, 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 and then live happily ever after, however you want to do it. Yeah, it's really just loosening that idea that everything is your fault and about your energy, and just thinking, you know what, I'm so happy to embrace like my mindset and work on me, but I'm also just going to embrace the journey as it comes as well, and accept that actually, especially if you're an entrepreneur or a businesswoman listening, expect there to be a roller coaster. Like, expect the idea that things aren't going to be smooth, and it's not always about your energy. Like, actually, sometimes, you know, things have to go a certain way so that we can have different experiences which make us be the person that we need to be and help us to become that. So that is just as important, is allowing that and going, okay, this is not really what I had in mind, but I'm here for it. I'm embracing it. I'm accepting it. I'm leaning in to learn whatever I need to learn, and I'm just here and I'm open. And that is the best energy to be in, because you've completely released all of the grip of the outcome being a certain way. And therefore, you're more likely to end up fast-tracking yourself and actually getting to where you want to be at a faster level, because you just have like zero resistance to whatever's going on in the journey, whether it's something so-called bad or some sort of failure. It all just becomes a part of the process, a part of you allowing it and going, cool, okay, I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. And I'm ready to accept it and then move on. So yeah, I hope that was just a fun lesson, guys. Also like useful in the sense of thinking about allowing, but also in a fun way where you can just think, you know what, like whatever. if it helps just in any way just make you laugh on your own journey of and help you shift your perspective on of like holding things so tightly, then that's it. That's all I hope you take from this. So anyway, if you've enjoyed this episode, please do give me a review. It really, really helps boost the podcast and get this into more hands, more ears and listeners, and then builds our community. So I'm truly, truly grateful if you do that. And please let me know if you do. Send me a screenshot. You can email me hello@shesamantha.com, or you can hop on Instagram and tell me there. And yeah, I will obviously give you a little treat as a thank you. So yeah, that would be really, really appreciated. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. I love you so much, and I wish you so much love, joy, and abundance.